Yeah, well, it's actually very important to be able to recognize that line in the sand as well, I believe, because I'm not qualified to look after psychoanalysts and anyone who actually has a serious, you know, mental condition or believes that they're, you know, they're broken or need to be fixed. That's not what I do. I suffered from depression, anxiety. I had a mental breakdown. I had, I suffered with substance abuse, alcohol, and I had to overcome those things. I did a lot of it myself, but I had the help of a loving, supporting partner. My wife's been amazing through this. I have my coaches and just my community. And I believe that the opposite of addiction isn't sobriety, but is community. And that's been an amazing experience as well, to have friends from years ago before yachting even, you know, been there for me, helping in that regard. I've experienced those things firsthand, being quite lonely. I was very depressed and kept the facade up, like, you know, show must go on, still balancing everything, but really deep down, like, my attitude, my behaviour's changed a lot in the last year of being in the industry, and it's a real shame to look back and at that. But, you know, you grow through these things. So, yeah, it's first-hand experience has been, you know, my school of hard knocks, getting through that, and that's where I've, you know, I can relate a lot to that because I've experienced that firsthand. I've had friends commit suicide, which was really unfortunate. They couldn't reach out, and that really affected me as well, and that changed my behaviour towards the end of my career as well, or career in yachting, not me. Yeah. But, yeah, so finding that line is, and we normally get to that within the first session. We know straight away whether we're a good fit, and I don't work with everyone. It's an energy and an emotional exchange between the both of us. So both, it has to be a hell yes from both of us. And exactly, I'm more than happy to refer people onto qualified people for help, or another coach, or however they think it's going to help them. Because at the end of the day, it's about the client. You know, it's about getting you the results that you want, whether that be someone to talk to, whether that be achieving a result, getting a promotion, you know, getting a new vessel, whatever the result you desire or the client desires, that's what I'm here to help with. And if they want to go and get clinical help, then I would help them and point them in the right direction. I mean, ISWAN and all those sort of things, the Yacht Helpline, all that sort of thing. So there's a lot of support now for crew, and that's a really, really good thing to see. And I'm really looking forward to developments in this area. And hopefully we see no more or less mental health issues with crew on board. And they're able to talk openly, better leadership, more support, and we don't see any more, silly accidents and unfortunate events happen in the industry, because it's a really such a shame to see. We're a very unique industry, and yeah, I'm quite proud to have done a lot of the things that I've done in the industry. So yeah, I'd like to see that happen and continue on and pass that down to others.
Well, that's why I think it's so important that someone that's been a captain is a captain's coach, because yeah. I know teaching the medical side of things, that, you know, people like working with me because I practice medicine and I still go to see. Well, I did. Yeah. Recently, and I'm going again soon, but you don't know, you know, I've got the stories, and it's a very unique industry. Yeah, you know, like, even if you come from the Navy or the Merchant Navy or commercial oil and gas, you cannot understand the you know, the difference in the industries until you're actually there, you know.
That's it, the little intricacies.
That's it.
So I worked a little bit commercial before I got into yachting as well, and tourism and all that sort of stuff. And then, yeah, jumping into yachting, completely different, you know, setups on the boat, and how they're run and structured and everything is completely different. It's very unique, and yeah, like I say, quite proud to have been a part of it. And it's led me to so many amazing opportunities. So yeah, I'm forever grateful and thankful for everything I've got out of yachting.
We know it's stressful. So as an example, because we take blood pressures every day or every few hours or every 5 minutes if you train with me, because there's a method to my madness. It's what we need to do in a medical emergency, right? But like at this time of year, in April, May and June, the blood pressures, especially of the captains, are through the roof.
Yeah.
To the point where, you know, I had to kind of change the parameters for my class. So I'd be sending people to hospital, you know, every day. And then when I go home, I was working in the trauma ward and as an experiment, I started taking the blood pressures of the doctors and nurses in the trauma after resus. And their blood pressures weren't getting as high as ours. And, you know, they're similar jobs. They're both high stress. You know, one's saving lives, one's making someone's life better with a pad. But you know, it was both feel like life and death at times, and we could laugh at that, but it's actually true. Yeah. You know, I've seen people put themselves in ridiculous situations, like self-medicate during a heart attack because they didn't want the boss to know they were having a heart attack, and things like that. We're in extreme stress, and it's not the kind of job where you can go home and tell your friends from your hometown that your job's stressful because they just think we drink martinis and go to Nikki Beach all the time, right? You know, even in a lockdown. So it's really important that we have someone that has been on the ground and understands the stresses that we have because they are very real and very important. So my next question is that I'm a captain. It's May, and I just found out today, Monday, that the boss is coming on Wednesday for his first boss trip, and he hasn't been on board the boat for 8 months, and we've just done a refit. So we're still putting things back together. You've been there. You know the deal. And he wants to stay on board for a month. Can I just ring you right now and go, rah? You know, do you just do like the one, you know, like going to a GP? You know, can I just book in a session? Or do you do group work, or do you do longer term things for the more support? How do I get to work with you?
All right. Well, very interesting about the stress point, because 5 years ago I had a full set of hair and then this all fell out in the industry.
Me too.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do one-on-one is what I really like to do. The group sessions have been very good, but it's, again, it's very interesting in this industry because a lot of people prefer to do one-on-one sessions. So one-on-one is my main delivery method, I suppose you could put it, and I prefer doing longer terms. I do have sort of an SOS option if people just want to vent. I'm always open for that. Like, you know, the phone's always open, the door's always open, the phone's always on the hook. So I do prefer, I think the results come with time, and it's, you know, results, they don't take time, they take courage as well. So it's first, it's just reaching out, more than happy to take requests all the time. But yeah, I prefer doing it in, you know, over 3 months. I believe that's a really good time to really get to know someone and really get into the nuts and bolts of what's going on. I found a lot of my clients, you've probably found this as well. What people tell you in the first few times is BS, and you really need to get underneath that first layer, and that's when we start to really get in and see results then. And that's when people really start to open up, when we build that. So, yeah, I have a website which is actually having troubles at the moment, but I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, and I have WhatsApp as well. So that's all, and like I said, I'm available all the time.
And those links will all be below.
Yeah, that'll all be there. And, I'm the captain's coach on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and, my number's there. So it's, the door is always open, and I'm always really happy to talk to other captains and crew, because it's a two-way street. We both get something out of this. You can talk to me and I get insights into what's happening in the industry. I get a little tickle of kind of going to sea again and experiencing all the hectic and stress that comes with the job without actually being there, which is really cool. I do miss going to sea. So it's my way of actually still being part of the industry without actually falling apart in the industry. But yeah, that's my little catchphrase. I used to be, I look after senior yacht crew, taking them from to breakthroughs before breakdowns. And I especially deal with men. So, and I help captains get their ship together.
Oh, I love it. That's fantastic. We're going to write that down below as well. Beautiful. Two more questions. One's just, you've kind of answered it, but just for clarity. So you don't just work with captains. No. You can be another position on the boat, but you tend to specialise in the more senior members. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yes, I do specialise more in the senior because it's something I believe in is the it's just creating that safe space and the support for the senior crew members that they seem to be missing.
Keeping the ship together.
Yeah, so it's like I'm the third party, I'm impartial, and if they want to vent or if they actually want to help and get some results, then we can look at all sorts of options. I do a lot of bespoke. It's not a set one thing for each person. It's all individually tailored. And again, like I said before, it's all depending on the person's case by case, and it's really getting down to what you want to achieve, what the client wants. And that's, that's the most important thing is that they have the support. So, yeah, senior yacht crew. I deal a lot with civvies as well, actually. I have a lot of civilian, actually high level management back in Australia, like lawyers, people who work for government. So same, it's all the same sort of thing. People are struggling in their groups, can't reach out to their team or their crew. And that's, it's been very interesting.
It's interesting you say that because a good friend of mine's a lawyer, and when the mental health things came up in yachting, we were discussing ideas, and she was one of the co-creators of Wellness at the Bar, which if you haven't seen it, look into. And it's huge in the UK, because as obviously being a lawyer, like a yacht crew and captains is quite a stressful job because you're exposed to some things that one wouldn't normally and probably shouldn't normally be exposed to. So. Yeah. They actually helped a Yachty mental health organisation, who I should know, formulate their plan for the lawyer's version of Wellness at the Bar.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. And that bar as in like the law bar.
Yeah, exactly. That's
very clever.
But one more question. Yeah. Are you also doing or open to doing like corporate wellness style events on boats to keep the whole ship together? Do you do stuff like that? Yeah.
Awesome. We were actually in talks last year. There was a group of yacht crew, ex-yacht crew, and we were looking to do doing things like that. And then, of course, COVID hit. So it's the current world situation sort of prohibits a lot of, has made travel difficult for some of us.
Yeah, it has. But we're getting out there again, and I think it's needed. I think it's definitely something that, having been in corporate and been in yachting, I think that could be the missing link to keep the ship together.
Yeah, that's it. And so it's definitely something I'm looking forward to looking at going forward is being able to be on board and doing, group trainings and leadership and all that sort of stuff. Because as you're aware, we all learn differently. We all react differently to different forms of input, some are visual, some are not, and verbal, and especially in yachting, with lots of big egos, lots of different learning environments and situations, high stress, and it's a melting pot for disaster if it can't be handled properly. So I'm a big advocate for creating a good community on board, healthy community, and it's just something I wish that I had years ago, and it could have helped me just do so many amazing things, even more amazing. I'm looking forward to being a part of change. It's good.
Well, thank you so much. So, guys, if you want to keep your ship together, give Sebastian a call. We're going to put all these details below so you can find him on LinkedIn, Facebook, WhatsApp, all the places and the website. Thanks so much for being on the show. I was about
pleasure.
Stay on board.
Maybe we
could chat again sometime.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Mandy. Amazing.
Cheers. Thanks, everyone. You're listening to Inspirations with Manda Jay, and we'll be back next week on Yachting International Radio. We'll see you later.